Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to All of It on WNYC. I'm Rebecca Ibarra, filling in for Allison Stewart today. If you're a young millennial, you might know Alex Wolff as one half of the brother duo that formed the Naked Brothers Band on Nickelodeon. If you're a horror buff, you certainly know him from his role as Peter in Ari Aster's acclaimed film Hereditary. Now you can catch Alex in two of the most buzzed about movies being released this month, two films with very unusual premises. In the critically acclaimed Pig, Alex stars opposite Nicolas Cage. Cage plays Robin, a former star chef who has become a recluse with only a truffle-hunting pig for company. When that pig is violently stolen, Robin enlists the help of truffle seller Amir, played by Alex, to help him find her. Here is a bit from the trailer.
Someone stole her.
I don't understand.
Tell him who you are.
You made the right choice, being out there in the woods. There's nothing here for you anymore. There's really nothing here for most of us. Buy yourself a new pig.
What are you thinking?
I remember every meal I ever cooked. I remember every person I ever served. You live your life for them, and they don't even see you. You don't even see yourself. We don't get a lot of things to really care about. Who has my pig?
Also in theaters this month is the latest from director M. Night Shyamalan in Old. A family on vacation finds themselves on a remote beach that holds a mysterious power, the power to rapidly age visitors, about 2 years for every hour. Alex plays Trent, a boy who started the day at 6 years old, but is quickly becoming a man while stuck on the beach. You can watch Pig now in theaters, and Old premieres in theaters on Friday. And Alex Wolff joins us now to discuss. Hey, Alex, welcome to All of It.
Hi, how you doing?
Well, thank you. So you have not shied away from films that can get pretty dark, you know, Old, Pig, and of course, Hereditary, which, I mean, there is a scene in that film, Alex, that still haunts my dreams to this day. So what do you think draws you to this kind of material?
Well, thank you. And I appreciate you not spoiling what scene you're talking about, because I think people have a tendency to just spoil things, you know, but a lot of people haven't seen it. You know, I don't really know what gravitates me towards darker material. Maybe it's something that I should deconstruct with my therapist. So probably right after this, I'm going to give my therapist a call and we'll discuss it. I don't know. I think I just gravitate towards the things that I like, and sometimes they're dark and sometimes they're not. But again, I will be calling Dr. Michaelis right after this.
So, you know, talking about things you like, what's something that a role has to have in order for you to get excited about it?
Well, that's a good question. I think that I don't really have any rules. I don't really have any hard and fast rules. I think that I need to feel an emotional pull towards it. And it's kind of an indescribable, ineffable, almost, it's got to have something else that I can't really put into words. It's got to just pull me there. And I can't intellectualize it too much, or I end up making the wrong decision. You know, if I just kind of silence everything and listen to my gut, it usually will tell me exactly what I want to do.
Yeah. So then, without asking you to intellectualize it too much, I mean, I must imagine that being a child star in something that's a little bit more like a sitcom is still different than going for the kind of complex roles that you've been playing. Did you have to learn or relearn things about acting in these newer, more adult roles?
You know, if you've seen the Naked Brothers Band, it's kind of more on par with like Spinal Tap or, you know, it or Little Rascals or the early Beatles movies like Help and Hard Day's Night. You know, I feel like in some ways I have to unlearn maybe some of the personal habits I developed as like a as a preteen of trying to bury what made me special as a kid. And that's been more of the challenge. And if anything, I'm always trying to tap back into what I had as a kid, because I think as a kid, I was so free and so unpredictable. And I had a show that really accepted that and congratulated that or lifted that up, because I had my whole family was involved in it. And the show was very loose and wild and hilarious and nutty. And I found that after that, there maybe people want you to be extra professional and things. And that's such a destroyer of good acting or good art, is too much professionalism in my experience. So I've had to try and it's kind of the opposite. I've had to try and relearn whatever it was, whatever my instincts were as a kid. It's kind of the same thing as choosing the roles. I got to kind of silence the noise and listen to my gut, which as a kid, you really are able to do very easily.
So let's talk about Pig, the movie where you star opposite Nicolas Cage. So the premise isn't necessarily one you hear every day. What drew you to this
no,
film?
Well, that's part of it. I mean, I'd never heard anything like that. I mean, I didn't know anything about truffle pigs. I didn't know it just felt like the most original kind of special ear popping pitch of a film I'd ever heard. And with that came my extreme idolizing of Nick Cage, who is part of the reason I even got into acting with Leaving Las Vegas and Adaptation and Matchstick Men and Vampire's Kiss and these movies that he shows a true artist taking risks and being experimental and being honest. And so I think that was the main thing, was I said, holy, like, how would I act against Nicolas Cage? The only reason I'm even really acting, like, I refer to him for everything. And then with that, I felt that the character that I had read on paper was very unique and very unglamorous and very honest. And he's a scared little boy trying to impress and trying to pretend that he's slick and that he's got it all together. And in fact, he really has nothing together. He's dangerously insecure. And I think that all of us can relate to that, but I felt that there was some part of myself that could connect to it that maybe I was embarrassed about. And usually if a script makes me feel kind of embarrassed and nervous, it's usually...
Alex?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. I lost you for a second, and I thought...
Oh, you did?
Gone.
You didn't hear my brilliant answer?
I'll have to take your word on it. But I want to go back to the thing you were talking about being embarrassed about. What exactly were you embarrassed about that you had to tap into, that you allowed yourself to tap into for this role?
Well, first I want to make sure you can hear me.
I can hear you.
So I don't waste any pearls onto CIA listening. You know, I think it was this feeling of needing to be accepted and needing success to validate my own personal dreams or my own personal security. And I think that's a very scary, dangerous road to live on, to have this endless desire to please and this endless desire to be powerful and to be respected. I think that the second you start getting into that, it can be really nightmarish, and it can only make you look silly and can only be kind of poisonous for you as a human being. And I think I was embarrassed and scared of that, and this script exposed that type of thinking in such a brilliant and hilarious way that I just felt like, oh God, I would love to bring that part of myself to the surface, even though it really scared me to do that, because I was like, God, what if after this I just become that type of person who needs success and needs validation all the time? But I realized that I think all of us have that in us. It's just that we try and, we try and sit on it because it's just too humiliating.
If you're just joining us, I'm speaking with actor Alex Wolff, who is starring in the films Old and Pig. I'm Rebecca Ibarra, in for Allison Stewart, and you're listening to All of It. Alex, Pig has been getting pretty good reviews. You know, it's beloved by critics and viewers alike. What do you think, you know, it is about this movie that seems to be really hitting home for people right now?
I think that it's just a really good movie. I just think that Michael Sarnofsky just did an incredible job with this movie. I think it's just as simple as that. He just really told a true, honest story. Everyone wants to see Nick Cage pouring his heart out the way he does in this movie. And I think maybe at its core why people are so happy is it kind of diverts expectations and it becomes a love story between two unlikely souls when you expect it to go into a maybe more negative revenge oriented direction. Instead, it turns into Midnight Cowboy meets The Odd Couple. You know, that's kind of what's so special about it.
Yeah, I think definitely at the beginning I was like John Wick with a pig, but then, you know, it definitely changes and it's a very, very touching, moving. So I definitely recommend it to our listeners. So let's touch on Old, in which you appeared working with M. Night Shyamalan. So in the film, you play a 6-year-old boy who is suddenly aging rapidly into a teenager and then, you know, then into a man. So
yeah,
what were the challenges of playing both a 6-year-old and a 20-something at the same time? You know, you look old, but you're young at heart, but you age. What was that like?
Well, I wouldn't say I look old. Let's soft pedal the I look old business.
It's the high definition TV. I'm sorry.
No, I would say that I have been acting like a 6-year-old my entire life. So it wasn't that much of a stretch. I'd say the hardest part was just playing my age, you know, having to actually mature at the actual biological rate that I was supposed to mature at. I felt that I've sort of had an exuberant little kid spirit underneath all this facial hair. So, you know, I felt that since I was, you know, a child. I felt like it just didn't really develop. So that's the good news. I'm half kidding, but I'm not receiving any laughter. So I'm assuming that it's just not landing. But no, I really do feel that I'm more in touch with the things that that made me as a child. You know, I think a lot of people go, no, I'm an adult now and I'm a grown up and then I get up at 6 and I have my briefcase, and, you know, and a lot of people like that and that's great for them. But I still always see people's vulnerable kid sides whenever I'm with them. A lot of my friends are in touch with that and cry and we're emotionally open. And I think that's part of it. It's just staying emotionally open.
Do you think you as a person, like, do you think about aging, either aging yourself or the people around you?
Well, only after you said I looked old. That was the only, I think that's the only time I've thought about aging in the past 23 years of my life.
So after this, you're going to therapy and then you'll be getting fillers.
Yeah,
so,
no, okay. I already,
this
I already
has been a great conversation.
Booked.
I apologize.
No, I don't really think about aging. Mm. I don't really think about the past and I don't really think about the future. I think I'm pretty much in the moment, which a lot of people maybe say they are, but I genuinely don't think about it very much.
I want to talk a little bit about this beautiful beach that the film Old was shot in. Did you shoot mostly on location or was it more of a stage? Where were you? What was the experience like?
I will tell you that you did just cut out. I think that your thing is cutting in and out. I wish I could just be there and we wouldn't have all these technical difficulties. But you asked about the beach, right?
Yes. Did you shoot mostly on location?
Like almost all of it was just on that beach. No, it was absolutely mind-blowing. Like, I mean, it was by far the most incredible, luxurious, beautiful shoot in a lot of ways. I mean, I think for night, it was complicated in that, like, the sets would be torn down by the ocean and things, and the weather was very all over the place. It would be raining like four times a day or something. But for me, it was like heaven. When it would get too hot, it would just start raining, and then almost embarrassing how cushy it was to shoot on this beach. It was just incredible. And I was in this little skimpy bathing suit and nothing else the whole movie. So I was just running around, barely any clothes on, just go swimming, come out, film my scene. I mean, come on.
It's like an episode of the reality TV show Love Island. So I also understand
it
that
it was exactly like Love Island. I would say that's exactly what it was. Or Naked and Afraid, depending on, you know, how you see it.
Well, we only have 30 seconds left. So what was it like shooting? Yes, I'm sorry. What was it like shooting in the middle of the pandemic? And what are you looking forward to?
It was all right. I think Knight made it incredibly, you know, easy and streamlined. And it didn't really occur to me that much, except that we'd have to wear masks everywhere. But again, I was just lucky to do this movie on a beach. I mean, it was pretty just, aside from the emotional challenges of it, it was pretty incredibly beautiful and amazing and easy.
Alex, thank you so much for rolling with the punches. And thank you so much for your work. You're really, really wonderful. Actor Alex
Wolf. Oh, thank you so much.
You can catch him in the film Pig, opposite Nicolas Cage, now in theaters, and Old, which premieres in theaters on Friday. Alex, again, thank you.
Thank you for saying I look old.
You're listening to All of It. Stay with us.